At 6:35 PM, I will call the City of York Electoral Board to hear whatever, call the order, thank you. I couldn't think of the term. Roll call, please.
Mayor Purcell?
Yes.
Alderman Funkhauser? And City Clerk Bayland here.
Okay, thank you. We are here for the first hearing. We have another one at 6:45. The first one is regarding the case of Russell Cornelius versus Salvatore Sammy J. Hall. And the attorney, based on our conversation and discussion last week, has put together a written opinion or verdict and findings. Thank you. That's the proper term. I gotta get these terms proper. I think you've all had a chance to look at it. All two of you, both of you, I guess. You both have had a chance to look at it. Are there any comments? So you want to get a motion and a second here at all?
Would you like me to summarize the three objections?
We would like you to, absolutely.
God, you're good. Okay.
To synopsize,
not using the numbers of the objector, but to synopsize, there were three primary issues. One was that the candidate had used the wrong statement of economic interest. And with that, he had used the state form for state candidates as opposed to local. After much discussion, the board decided that because these forms are substantially similar, that would not be an objection to the petition. The second item was that the candidate had failed to number the pages. And case law is very clear on that. The failure to number pages is absolutely mandatory and in and of itself sufficient to sustain an objection to the candidate being on the ballot. The third issue was that there were not sufficient signatures to the petitions as they were. One petition did not have any information at the top. A second petition had signers who were not residents of Yorkville. And the third issue was that some of the signers did not live in the ward for which the candidate was running. After discussion and investigation, it was determined that actually there were sufficient signatures, so that objection was overruled. The summation then is that that the electoral board did sustain one of the objections, that being that of not numbering the pages, and that is sufficient to remove the candidate from the ballot.
Any questions or comments? Did we also rule, and maybe said, did we rule on the receipt wasn't filed?
That was sustained. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Most important one, and I didn't repeat it. Yes, thank you very much for reminding me. The first one was that the economic statement of interest had not been filed with the county, and the receipt thereof had not been filed with the city clerk. Thank you, and thank you for reminding me.
Other thoughts, Mr. Funkhauser?
This covers the one we sustained and the one that was overruled.
Ms. Bailyn?
Yeah, no comment.
So what do we need, a motion and a second?
A motion
to adopt the findings.
Motion by Funkhauser.
Do I need to put the case number on it? The objection number again?
That would be fine.
The objection number 2023-01.
So moved.
And that's Russell Cornelius versus Salvatore J. Sammy Hall. Any discussion? So the motion is to agree with the findings?
Yeah, to adopt the findings and decision as the decision of the electoral board.
Perfect. No further discussion. We'll do a roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Purcell?
Yes.
Bayland? Yes.
Okay. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. First.